Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Kitin Daf Kaf Ches, and we'd like to ask people for your help. If you enjoy these podcasts, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Yeshiva Selling Melech, so we can continue with the help of Hashem to spread the Torah and the Daf Yomi throughout the world. So please subscribe to Yeshiva Selling Melech on YouTube. So today's Daf Yomi tells us a powerful idea that if a person appoints an agent to bring the get, a mevi get, the person is bringing the get on behalf of a person who's zaken or chola, who's elderly or sick, then we say that the agent can give the get with the assumption that the person who appoint him an agent is still alive. No sin labuchaska shukayim, meaning to say, because if the agent had died, they wouldn't be able to give the get, because if the owner had died, then the agent wouldn't be able to give the get, because the assumption is that the law is en gel achar mi, so there's no get after a person dies. So if we allow the agent to give the get when the person sends him, we have to assume that he's still alive. But Rava says, when do we assume that the person is still alive? Only by a zaken shelo higil gevuros, only by an older person who didn't reach the age of gevuros, which the Tehillim 90 tells us that gevuros is shmonim shana, only when he has not reached the age of 80. Because once he's reached the age of 80, then we can't assume that he's still alive after that point. The Gemara then brings a brisa. Abaye challenges Rava because we say even at 100 years we could assume that he's still alive. So the Gemara says, perhaps this is a refutation of Rava, but the other possibility is, given the iflik, once he's past the age from 80 to 90, then he's beaten that stage in life. And then we say, once he's gone past there, we assume that he's still alive at that point. This tells us that there's a difficult point, a hard point in life, but once we get past that point, given the iflik, you've gone past it. And then we could assume that the presumptive status has changed, and then we have the presumptive status that one is still alive, even at 100.